Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, and I'm having a special edition of Daytime After Dark because people asked me to, and I want to make my little fans happy with me, because if I didn't have you guys, I would not have a show. And all that, at the beginning of the show, you heard Cable and Lady A and Brian Adam. Okay, there's a lot to talk about tonight. There's a lot of crap going on, good stuff. So I'm going to bring everyone on in a sec. And if you want to talk to me, press 1. And we will have the best of tonight. And and there's a lot of things I'm ticked off about, and so I'm just gonna take calls. So remember, I am in a ticked off mood, people. I stayed up way too late to last night. So let me bring on Let me bring on Christy first. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hold on. I'm bringing my other co-host on. I am so glad that she's able to call in for like a show time, but I'm so grateful. Hello.
Hi. I'm on a break. So I can't stay out very long. I'm outside, so only a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. So anything you want to say before you have to leave us? Any comments or anything?
I don't even know what's been happening. I've been so busy with work. I haven't even had a chance to think about anything else but work. So
I know you guys. You can kill me. You guys see, you've been dreaming about Huzab once you go to bed at night. You guys, so
it's
yeah.
It's been so hectic. I work 5 days straight, Labor Day weekend, and I'm new, and they put us on the Labor Day weekend. It's so crowded. My feet have been killing me these last couple of days. And I go home at night, and I, like, have a nightmare about it. But anyway, I'm just, like, I just love Liz and Jason. I love, looking forward to Vampire Diaries coming back in a few weeks, or in a couple of weeks, and I don't have no what else to say.
That's so, okay.
I haven't even had a chance to watch TV much these times.
Well, I know.
I've come home exhausted.
Yeah, but what did you think, just really quick before you have to go, what did you think of Susan Lucy and Wasita against Fawn?
No, yeah, I'm glad.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna read it
after Terry goes,
okay,
because
What time is it?
It's 7:06.
Okay, I have a few more minutes.
Yeah, well, basically she said, because Susan Lucy recently updated the paperback edition of her book, All of My Life in Memory, but with the events about the cancellation of the long-time running AMC, directly naming ABC daytime head president Brian Fawn. Oh, and by the way, you guys, they spelled Brian Fawn wrong. As the subject of their heated statement, Lucy said, an iconic show was losing out to the greed. If Brian Fawn could show his boss that he could save the network 40%, then he could keep his job, even if the rest of us lost souls. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm very proud of Susan Lucy for standing up, taking notice, and calling the bastard out. So, yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
I'm glad she did, too. He deserves everything that comes his way.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
You're in California, aren't you?
Yep.
Well, maybe one day we can meet up.
Not far from you.
Yeah,
we should hook up.
I know.
On the weekend.
That's what she said. Yeah.
I'm still here.
Weekend,
I don't know.
I know. Well, the weekends are hard for me anyway now, so because I work so on the weekends all the time now. Well, I'm working 7 hours. I work like 7 hours on the weekends or six or something. So, you know, I'm really working 7 days a week now, if you think about it, with this job, and my other job starts on Thursday at a high school, so I don't have no days off.
Oh, man.
Okay, just so you know, it's 7:08. I don't want you in trouble.
I'm gonna go ahead and go. I'm gonna hang up now, okay? All right, bye.
Okay, call
bye.
Me after book.
Bye.
Call me after book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can we make an announcement? One of my liaison radio announcements, just because I didn't get to do it on my show. Okay. So, Liaison Radio is doing a campaign video similar to what General Kimmy did from liaison-stucky.org. She put together basically some clips of Liaison, but then, like, at least half the video was of different pictures of Liaison fans with, like, a sign that said, you know, we want Jason and Elizabeth together, or I love Jason and Elizabeth, like, stuff like that. So if you didn't get a chance to participate in her video, you can participate in mine.
Cool.
Especially to those of you who are Liaison fans and are Liaison radio listeners. Because this will be kind of like what I'm going to put it together myself. So just send me pictures of you with, like, a Jason and Elizabeth picture or a sign or whatever you want to make. And just email me at liaisonradio@hotmail.com. And I can put the pictures together. And we can kind of figure out a song later on, but I've only gotten one picture so far from Bruce, and then I haven't even done mine yet. So, you know, take your time, like, no deadline or anything, so just send it
cool.
whatever.
Okay, Chris, believe it or not, remember when I said I was going to be pissed off if I didn't get any calls tonight?
You got callers.
Well, so let me bring on, Audrey, you're already on.
Okay.
So, yes, I know, I'm just, okay, 413, you're on the air with us.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Christy.
Hi,
Audrey.
Very excited.
Hello.
Yay. Now it's really a party.
Hey, I don't know about that. Did anybody see my Franz video yet?
No.
No.
I've been kind of in and out
there
this weekend. No, can you link it in the chat room?
I did. I linked it in the chat room. But it's on it. I worked on it yesterday because normally on Labor Day weekend at 6 o'clock on a Sunday night, I prepare myself for 18 hours of a muscular dystrophy telethon. I've been doing that for 40 years.
Well,
and
yeah.
I got robbed this year. I mean, I only got 7 hours of telethon, but I got taught Chuck. Can't complain.
Oh, shit. Sorry, you guys. I was meaning to watch it. Oh, okay. Now I'm mad at myself. Great.
No.
There's some clips on YouTube, so I think I'm going to watch those later.
General Kimmy put it on YouTube. It's on YouTube. And,
thank you, General Kimmy.
Check. Yeah, you know General Kimmy. She does the job, and it's on YouTube. So that's all.
So, yeah, I will look forward to seeing your video, Silas. I will totally.
It's based on my Franz Favorite Things song.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That was hilarious. I didn't
and, know. And, you know, I had a DJ do the mixing of the audio, and then I threw some picture slideshow together, and we threw it up there today, and It's taking off. I mean, Facebook, it's all over Facebook. They're talking about it. But we just want to remind ABC this week that we haven't forgotten. And
that
Franz has got to go. Just like, you know, as much as Jill Farren Phelps and Garen Wolf want the ratings to go up for GH, as do I. Let me make that very clear. I want GH's ratings to go up too. But they've got to give us something to work with here.
Exactly. And you know what? I totally agree with you, Silas. I totally got into One Life to Live a little way too much. This weekend I caught up everything. And I was thinking, I'm still mad at the whole trouble and Wilder thing. You know, for me, I felt like we got a, you know, slap in the face. You know, they could have done what Days of Our Life did all those years ago with Dawn and the woman. And, oh, you know, not kill Trevor, because Wilder House is back, and, you know, let's make room for him. No, not after 8 years of us loving Trevor, are the fans going to just swallow this and say, oh, it's okay, because I am still pissed off about it.
Well, you know, I am too, and I'm going to tell you something. I talked about this on my show the other night, and I put the blame square on Valentini, and I got raped over the coals for going after Valentini. So I want to make something
why?
Clear.
Why? Because he's the one that did it. So why should they rape you over the coals for telling me?
Because, you know, because Frank has done such a good job bringing One Life to Live's ratings up. He's done such a good job cutting the budget, and this is my thing, okay? If Frank did such a great job cutting the budget, and he has done such a great job upping the ratings, why did they cancel One Life to Live? Because Disney doesn't care. They wanted the show gone anyway. That's number one. Number two, leaving Roger out of it, Trevor went to Frank and said, I want to leave the show at the end of my contract. This was before the show was canceled. When he found out the show was canceled, he went to Frank and said, look, I want to stay here and ride it out until the end. I want to be with everybody until the end. I had no idea the show was getting canceled. And Frank is like, well, sorry, thank you, but no thank you, you're out anyway. And then, you know, Robin Strasser, she had a legitimate back problem. She required surgery. She asked for some medical leave. And then they turned around and said, no, we're going to let you go now. I mean, that's vindictive. It's
Son of... Okay.
It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah, it's wrong on so many damn levels. And, you know, I was just watching. I was in tears. And, you know, with Terry wanting going better than last night, and Christy's in California living underneath a bunk bed. I was just living last night. I had no one to call because I was pissed off. Because when Victor died, I was in tears. I just couldn't stop crying out through the episode. And I thought, oh, God, this is breaking my heart. And for them to get rid of Trevor like that and Robin Strasser is unacceptable.
And you know what? I mean, not for anything here. Let's look at all of the other characters involved here. Imagine the possibilities of Vicky with her brother Victor and her brother Todd. She would have, and then with Tina coming back, she would have all her siblings around her.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And
you
know, I said there was more storyline possibilities for him to stay than for him to be killed off.
Exactly.
And who does Blair need the most right now in the middle of all this confusion? Who does she rely on? Addie? No. She relies on Dorian, and Dorian's not there. It makes no sense.
You know, not to say Addie's not a good mother or whatever, but Dorian has always been like a mother, too, always helpful, always, even though, you know, Dorian may have hated Todd, Victor or whatever, she would be there for her. Dorian is about family. You know, I thought it was inexcusable, too, to give rid of, I can't think of his name, but I'm kind of in love with him now, Tech Watkins. I thought, wait a moment, I want to see more of David and Bo. Come on, I love it when we are on the same side, Silas. It makes my night so much easier. But no, and this pissed me off last night that this is happening and the way they have treated the best of their own life to live and everything else, I think it's really, really silly for them to do it.
Well, you know, in my mind, there are a couple of ingredients missing from One Life to Live, and this is something I'm going to be working on during September. As One Life comes to a close on ABC, there are a few characters we need to see. One of those characters is Will Rappaport. We need to see Lindsay Rappaport. And you know what? With everything that Nora is going through with Matthew, especially with Matthew being a father, the one person who can really be a rock for Nora right now is R.J. Gannon. Because many times in Nora's life, even though she and Bo are husband and wife and they have a solid relationship, R.J. was always the objective observer. He was always the rock that Nora could rely on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, I agree with you about them not bringing, him back. In my mind, you know, there's a lot of people, they drop the ball and not bringing back, in my opinion. You know, there's so many people, you know, oh, my God, we are flooded with calls tonight. Okay, I am never going to say I will be mad if no one calls in because people are calling in. Okay.
I'm pimping your show as much as I can.
Thank you. Thank you so much because I need it.
You're doing a good job. Don't you think you need it? You're doing a good job. And, I mean, you know how much I respect you, and I'm still waiting
for your
support.
What do you think about what Susan Lucy said, though? Because I think Susan Lucy and Eric can play that
role. They gave a joint interview. They gave a joint interview, and they went up.
I'm going to tell you something. I think what Susan Lucci and Erica Slavak have accomplished is liberate the rest of the actors to feel that they can say something. Because you know what? I have been saying for months that the actors on ABC Daytime are suffering from battered wives syndrome. They are so afraid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they are so afraid to speak because they are afraid they'll be blackballed. They are afraid the Franz will ruin their careers. And you know what? Enough's enough. We have so many quotes against Brian Franz right now that there is no reason on God's green earth how there is no logical reason in my mind how Ann Sweeney can keep this man as president of ABC Daytime
mm-hmm.
when he does not represent the values that Disney represents. I mean, to say that the lesbians on ABC Daytime are cute, to say that people who watch Young and the Restless are laying in nursing homes, all of these comments
mm-hmm.
that he made, I'm sorry. He has no respect for the genre. He has no respect
mm-hmm.
for women. I mean,
none.
And the other thing is, we need to start putting pressure on Nielsen, because I'm going to fill you ladies in on a little secret. All we ever hear about, are the household ratings and the 18 to 49s or the 18 to 34s and the young girls. What about all the other demographics that Disney and the networks and the advertisers receive? About economic people, about how many unemployed watch it, how many employed watch it,
mm-hmm.
what the economic status is of the viewers, what their races are, what their political affiliations are. Nielsen collects a lot of data that is given to these companies, and you know what? That's data about us. And it is about
yep.
time they tell us exactly what they're telling the networks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say really quick before my mind races off into another thing. General Hospital ratings were down the Friday that Jason and Liz were on. And I'm sorry, the Sam fans. I've been waiting to call you guys out all day. You know what? It wasn't because, Jason and Liz were on. It wasn't because you guys' crappy cover was on. It was because of the stupid goddamn hurricane. Sorry, Christy, but it was because of the hurricane. A lot of people were leaving New York and
well,
all
you know
that.
Something? My biggest issue with the JSAM group, I understand their passion and I respect it, and I understand those who support Kelly Monaco, but my biggest issue with the character that she plays is when she first came to the show, I thought Sam McCall was going to be a new, interesting character along the line of Carly Benson, but with more guts. And they took this character that had so much potential, and they made her a sniveling little wimp. And I'm like, this is not the Sam McCall we were introduced to. I wanted a woman who had an edge. I wanted Sam to be this kind of woman who was almost like a young version of Helena Cassidyne in some way. You know, the evil bitch kind of girl. And they took this character and they ruined it. They ruined the character completely. And I'm sorry, Jason and Sam don't work. They have no chemistry. They have none.
None.
Thank
none.
You.
And I love you, Silas.
I love you, Silas, because most men would look at Kelly Monaco and, you know, just by looking at her, think, okay, she's okay.
We talked about this the other night. She's not bringing in the men's ratings. So obviously she doesn't, you know, men are not watching it to see Kelly Monaco, so.
Do you want me to tell you who, and I know a lot of straight men who watch General Hospital, and when I tell you the three top women that they enjoy watching, it's going to blow your mind. The number one female that they enjoy watching is Jane Elliott, Tracy Quartermain. They love her.
Really?
The number two female they enjoy watching, Nancy Lee Grahn. They love Alexis. They love Alexis. They think she's great. And I will tell you, there are neighborhoods across this country where Russian and other Eastern European men watch General Hospital, and they watch General Hospital for one reason, because Nancy Lee Grahn is on that show, because they used to watch Santa Barbara in Eastern Europe back when the Soviet Union was around, and they love her. And the number three woman that they loved on that show, and they are very pissed off about this, is Megan Ward. They thought she was a great character. They thought that she was a great actor. And, you know, one guy I talked to yesterday said, how can they replace that actor with somebody else? She's the only one that stood up to Sonny. She was the only one that really knew how to stand up to him.
And there are three women that are strong, independent, and have a mind. And that's what men like.
That's
okay.
Right.
They don't like these shriveling little, you know, that's Sam McCall's and all that. They like that. That's not interesting to them.
And they don't like what they did to Elizabeth. Let me tell you, most of the guys that I know who watch General Hospital say to me, they hope that Elizabeth gets paired and they give her her edge back because they feel like they ruined the character, and they have.
They did.
They ruined Elizabeth, and now they have a chance to take this legacy character and give her some real meat. And I think it's going to be an interesting thing. And I know J-Sam fans are looking forward to this so-called wedding and everything else. Nothing is what it seems on General Hospital, folks.
Exactly. Can I ask you something? I was just thinking this the other day. Why? I mean, because Robin Christopher is back on General Hospital, and, you know, I love Robin Christopher. I've always had nothing against it. But why didn't they take Robin Christopher, as Guy, bring her back on AMC just for a couple of days or whatever? I've been hearing a lot of complaints about why isn't Sky back there.
You know what Sky has turned out to be? And this is the God honest truth. Sky has turned out to be the character that Sam McCall should have been.
Yep.
If you think about
I'm
it logically.
I mean, I could care less about Sam. I'm not a Kelly Monaco fan, so quite frankly,
I don't care. But the whole thing is, Sky turned out to be the character that Sam McCall should have been. Sam McCall should have worked her charms and worked her way on ELQ and made it a very interesting an interesting exchange over there. And I think she would have played very well off of John Ingle. I think she would have played very well against Jane Elliott. And Robin Christopher does a good job with that now. But I think what we're going to experience over the next 6 weeks, we are going to experience a major shift with the direction General Hospital is going in.
I agree.
You know, and I think if we are patient, but we have to be focused. You know, we have to be patient, but we have to be focused and let ABC know through your comment cards, through your phone calls, through your faxes, through your letters, look, if you want us to bump up these ratings in November, you need to give us storylines that we can promote. You know, and that's the bottom line.
Well, the thing is, Sam could have been a good character if they hadn't wasted her on Jason. Jason and Sam should have been a rebound kind of relationship. It lasted for a couple of months and then ended. And then gave Sam her backbone back and let her go and have it, you know, exactly what you said. But they've wasted her on Jason. You know, the problem with a lot of Jason's, other than Robin, a lot of the problems with Jason's love interest and even Elizabeth was that they become almost like a boil to him. You know, it's they're supporting him. They don't have an identity outside of him. And it happened with Courtney. It happened with Sam. Robin had an identity outside of him because she was a legacy character. She was on the, you know, she had been there.
Right.
We watched her grow up. Elizabeth had the Lucky storyline, which made her extremely popular. So they were, those two particular characters were in a different position than Courtney and Sam were. So that's why I want Jason and Elizabeth back together, because I think that it will be a relationship that's not just about Jason.
Jason is in love, you know, whether anyone wants to accept this or not, Jason Quartermain Morgan is in love with Elizabeth in a very special way. It's not only about the child that they had together. This is about connections. Think about the people that Jason really loved. He loved Emily with all his heart. It was unconditional.
Yeah, right.
You know, the link between him and Emily lives in Elizabeth. When you look at the history of all the characters, I mean, when I was watching all the dream sequences last week on the show, you can see it with Jason and Elizabeth scenes. Jason, there, as hard as Jason may be, and as tough as Jason may be, there's a tenderness that he has for Elizabeth that he doesn't show. It's very similar to the tenderness that Sonny has for Kate. It's amazing. When you look at the parallels between Sonny and Jason in that respect. And I just hope that Garen understands, in my mind, and I could be very wrong here, and I know J-Sam fans feel I'm wrong here, but in my mind, if you want those ratings to really see a significant bump up in November, you do it by pairing Jason and Elizabeth in such a way that it will cause the fans to come back and say, holy crap, we've waited 12 years for this. This is going to be worth watching.
I totally agree with you because it just, you know, for Jason, when Jason does actually love someone like he loves Elizabeth and he is loyal to a default with Carly, but people, I don't want to get the Carly and Jason friendship right now because I don't want to debate people tonight. But what I'm saying for Jason, you know, Emily was also a good link between Jason and Elizabeth because Emily wanted that relationship to happen. You know, it wasn't, you know, she just wanted that, and she knew, well, she had an idea that Jake was Jason's.
Yep.
And so, you know, for that, and, you know, I've always said it was bad how they killed Emily off because I think I would say didn't do it because Emily was a very good go-to person for both of them.
And I think
Emily,
it's kind of a slap in the face to the Jason and Sam fans. Not that I'm not a Jason and Sam fan, but I do think it's a slap in the face that they didn't even try to create a plausible reunion between the two of them. You know, I
agree. I mean, if the Jason fans really sat back objectively, and I've tried explaining this to them, if you sit back objectively and look at the I look at characters. They should be up in arms at the way they've taken the character of Sam McCall and ruined it. I mean, this is where I'm concerned. It's kind of like there are certain characters, when they come on the show, this is what you expect is going to happen, and you watch these things unfold. Sam McCall had a tough life. She had a real tough life. She had a lot of angles. And, yes, Alexis turns out to be her biological mother. But, you know, there were so many things that we could have learned about Sam McCall that we didn't. Instead, Fran says, throw Burton and Monaco together. They'll be a hot couple. Well, Brian, I'm sorry. What your version of a hot couple and what our version of a hot couple are two different things. You know, it's like a lot of people are really, like, freaking out over Tracy and Anthony. I'm going to tell you something. Jane Elliott and Bruce White on screen together, there are a lot of sparks there.
I love the two of them.
I do, too. I think there are a lot of sparks there. But Brian Franz, when he looks at them, he's like, oh, my God, they're as old as I am. That's not sexy. I'm sorry. I totally disagree with that. I find this dynamic very sexy. Just like I find Max and Alexis sexy.
Right. I can't understand how he cannot think that Becky is a beautiful woman. I mean, I just don't get it.
Because
you know,
he's a crafty woman.
Well,
that's probably what is. He's probably so into trashy women that, you know, to see a really beautiful woman like Becky is not his cup of tea. That's what I think it is.
Well, you know, that, you know, plastic men like plastic women. That's how I look at it. You know, he wants a woman that's injected with collagen and has silicone. Well, you know, that's all well and good, but you know what? That doesn't bring in the ratings. What brings in the ratings are good storylines. You know, what One Life to Live is doing is bringing in ratings because there are some very compelling storylines going on. And, you know, you can't take General Hospital and make it all about three or four characters and expect the show to succeed. It doesn't work that way. Having Leslie Charlson back is wonderful. I love seeing Monica back. You know, it's a nice change. I want to see Elizabeth's parents come back.
I would love for Jeff to come back. Yeah, I would absolutely.
You know what? And that could happen. That could happen before this is over. But it all starts with the fans in September saying, listen, if you want us to bump up these ratings, give us something to sell. You have to give us something to sell, and we can do that. But
I mean, you know, they've been pushing Jason and Sam down our throats for the past, what, 2 years has it been now? Carly,
yep.
It's been 2 years.
Yes.
Yep.
What can you lose? You can't go any. I mean, well, they probably could, but I mean, you're pretty much in the toilet now. Why don't you at least try something different? You know?
Exactly. Change it up. You know, mix it up, make it fun, and deliver the storylines that you know you've got that have the possibilities.
Yep.
And
well,
you know,
yeah, and. Yep, I agree. I need to bring on more callers because we have an hour left, and
I'm
going to
get off so you can bring on more callers. You just keep on doing what you're doing.
Okay, and
well,
you
want to ask Silas something. I did want to ask Silas something.
Okay, yeah.
Did you hear about that, a certain website saying that Darren said that Jason and Elizabeth didn't have any history? Did you hear about that?
I heard about it, but I don't believe Garen said that.
No, me either.
Yeah,
I don't believe
not
that
true.
Either because
either.
They can't. They have never they've never shown where they got this information.
Exactly.
From,
so I don't believe that.
It's a JSAM person who made up that rumor. That's what somebody told me.
Well,
and I'm like, well,
you know,
that probably makes sense.
There have been things that have come out of some fan groups that really bother me, and that's why I keep saying to my liaison friends, listen, when all is said and done. Do it with class, because I'm going to tell you, I heard that rumor about Garen saying Elizabeth and Jason have no history. I don't believe he said that simply for one reason. Jake, that's all the history you need. Number two, there's a group over there that have been fighting to get Jill Fahrenfeld's fired, and these are all JSAM fans, and they don't do it on Facebook, they don't do it on Twitter, they do it behind the scenes, and I'm like, why would you fire Jill Fahrenfeld now of all time?
When
yes,
we need why do they want her fired? Why do they want her fired?
Probably because, you know, there's a certain group that believes as long as Brian Franz has a job, their actors are safe. And, you know, that's really a sad thing when you have to rely on one manager to keep your character or your actor on the show. You know, that says more about what you really believe in. If you, you know, it,
but
if they
won't admit it on, they won't admit it online, though, because they,
oh,
according
no,
to them,
they won't.
That she's not
nope.
a pet. According to them, she's not a pet, and according to them, she's not favored, and according to them, it's nothing. Franz has nothing to do with it. That Jason and Sam are the super couple, and that the fans want them. That's what they claim.
If Jason and Sam were the super couple, General Hospital would be beating Young and the Restless in the ratings right now, and that's the bottom line. And they are not beating Young and the Restless. I'm sorry, they are not the super couple Brian Franz believes they are. I wish they were. I really do, but they're not. And one show, you know, one pairing does not a soap opera make. You have to have a collection of pairings. You have to have stories that are woven together. And, you know, if you think one couple can make a soap opera, then, you know, God bless you, but you might as well just say goodbye to General Hospital and let it get canceled, because it's not about one couple. It's about families. It's about intergenerational stuff. It's about woven together storylines. And General Hospital right now has a lot of possibilities. It really, really does. So, you know, that, and, you know, you guys, you people have an opportunity to show how classy you really are. And you step up to the plate, and you stay focused, and you stay on
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Oh,
and that's
and
how you
rem-
do it. All right.
Yeah.
Go to your other callers, Charlie.
Yeah, and remember, people get your soap coupons. Well, they were
that's
due
right,
today.
We're doing a big college campus push now for the month of September, and we have some other stuff coming out about the coupons tomorrow that we're going to be talking about. We're taking
cool.
the coupons in an even bigger direction. But and
okay.
don't forget to go see the Franz video, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
thanks,
Silas. Have a good
night.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Christy. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we are bringing on everyone that's been so patiently on hold. 443, you on the air. You know, Candace, if you did not call in, I was going to... Okay, I won't say.
I was on the phone for like almost a half an hour.
I know, but I did not want to be rude with Silas. I was trying to be a very good hostess, damn it. And 719, you are on the air, and the block number and the other two numbers, I have a bomb because they're one and not, but this person number one, and you can come join the party. But, yeah. I am so glad, Candace, you came tonight. I was literally in tears last night. I had no one to talk to. I feel like I was on Survivor, and like everyone left me on this little island because I was watching this up really late. I finally finished it today. And I had to go find my Kleenex box at 1:30 in the morning. Like, I'm like, okay, one of my Kleenex box was empty. And I'm like,
that's why
where
you
did
texted
I put
me.
Yeah. I go, I'm like thinking, okay, where is it? So I finally found Kleenex boxes, people. And I was just in tears the whole time, trouble. You know, the whole thing with trouble. I was not okay. When they said Victor was load was dead, I threw the Kleenex box at the TV. You guys, the TV is okay. But I was pissed. I won't let this go. I am not going to sit there and say, oh, good job on my Philip for what you did. No, I say fuck you to what you did. Excuse my friends. But I'm angry. I haven't been this angry since, you know, Jake's supposed to death. Was, I don't think the little boy ever died. But you put that on One Life to Live and you do that on me, One Life to Live, I feel really screwed because I don't give a damn about the real Tom Manny. Okay, you can, you know, try and make him lovable. You can try so many things. It's not going to work for me. I hate him. I hate what he did. Do I think that he killed Victor? No. But I pray to God it's not my little sweetie Rex or I'm up the creek on that one. So, yeah. So, tonight I want to ask everyone who watches One Life to Live, who do you think killed Victor? Candace, I will start with you first because you probably have a lot to say, and so I want people to hear what you have to say.
Can I go last?
Okay.
Yeah, let me go last.
Anyone else want to let me know on the theory who killed Victor Lode?
Possibly Brody.
You know what? If it's Brody, I'm going to be jumping on my bed for the rest of my life because I can't stand him. He needs to be on my TV.
It seems like everybody who knew that Liam is John's son, kind of something happened to him. So.
Yeah, well, you know, in my opinion, and this is just me, no hate mail, people, but, you know.
Wait, why don't you like Brody?
Why do I not like Brody? Okay, number one, he's just.
She's a John
in.
And Natalie fan. That's,
yes,
that's all.
Yes,
she,
I love
oh,
John and
that.
Natalie. And Brody needs to go bye-bye or go back with Jessica or go back in the memorable, which he was
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that was
people. A mistake.
Yeah,
you know,
did.
They could just, you know, and you guys probably think I'm crazy because I'm ranting, but it's like 80 degrees here. I really didn't sleep well, so I have every right to rant. But no, it makes me mad what they've done. And you know what? Come on, people. Let John and Natalie be endgame. Let the truth about Liam come out before, you know, we are 40. Well, that won't happen because when my Philip got canceled. Thanks to that no good, bad, ugly, black friend who likes getting blown up. Yeah, see, I'm angry. I'm angry. I'm also angry at Rod Coletti. You know, he let this happen. He did this. He did this to, you know, Dorian. He did this to now Trevor. You know what? Stop playing God with us. We know who we like. We don't need any God's stone pose. We don't need that. We need people to be nice to us about also viewing. So, yes.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's just like Franz. I mean, you know, these people are playing God. They're going to decide who you're going to like and who you're not going to like. And you know, watch out if you don't like who they want you to like, you know. I mean,
yeah.
It's ridiculous, you know. I mean, look at what they did
bit to Becky. Or, you know, thankfully the fans were able to get her back. But, I mean, they trashed Elizabeth with the whole Nicholas thing.
Yep,
and that was done
too.
On purpose. That was done on purpose.
Yep.
Because they wanted to eliminate her power because she was so popular, and they wanted to turn all the Jason and Elizabeth fans away from Jason and Elizabeth because they were trying to force Steve, Jason, and Sam down everybody's throat. And it didn't work. It backfired on them. And, but we're still, I mean, I believe that things are going to change, hopefully, but we're still have Jason and Sam on our screen. And
you know what,
like,
you guys? Yes, September might be a bad month for us, but I feel like November is going to be awesome. And so, yeah, you might be frustrated, but like Cyrus says, and Cyrus is a rock star when he talks, just let's be patient. Let's be patient. And I know Cyrus likes, you know, Nancy Lee Graham and Alexis, but this is my other rant for the night, and I will stop ranting. But you go, Alexis, and slap Carly and call her a bunch of names. I hate you for the rest of your existence on the
well,
No Hustle. No. You do not get near my girl and say all the hopeful
things. The point he was trying to make was that the reason Alexis is so popular is because she's the kind of woman that we, any woman who has any self-respect, this is the kind of woman.
Alexis has self-respect?
No, I'm
I'm going to sleep with Sunny, who's a mob boss, but I'm going to tell everyone how wrong they are when they do it.
I'm
going to protect Christina from Sunny for a while. Oh, yeah, because I mistakenly banged him one night, and, you know, that's my cross of bill, but how dare you get in my girl Carly's face? You know, you are a bitch for that. Anyone that crosses Carly and losses Elizabeth needs to be taken to the stake and drawn and be
known. How we jump on One Life to Live to General Hospital in a blink of an eye?
Because it's my show.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Carly, you are cracking me up.
I'm sorry, but I'm just...
We love to trash Sam. That's why we talk about them all the time.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry I'm trashing Sam. I mean, I'm trashing Alexis because he, you know, went up against my girl. Yeah, Carly wasn't perfect in the Zacks and Carly Mills. But you know what, people? Neither was good Saint Zacks, okay? Oh, I love my wife. But she's in the mentor coach holding hostage for my crazy-ass brother, and Sonny and Jason had time to, you know, set Zeri down, but... Oh, my God, Zax, don't kill my brother. He's a good guy. Zax, you never supported Carly. You never loved her. You never could accept Jason and Sunny in her life, and they've been in her life for more years than you have been on this earth, probably. And for you to do all that, and then you get Alexis in Carly's face, you need to be shot. And I wish you really died on screen, Zax, because you're faking the death. Some people say, how bad Sunny is. No, that's it worse than Sunny. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. People can talk now.
Carly, I love you. So this is, you know, but how are you going to really, like, let's look at Carly from a point of view. Okay, I love Carly. Too.
I really don't think...
I'm on my soapbox. I'm on my soapbox. Okay. Okay, first and foremost, who I think killed Victor was Victor Sr. I keep sticking to the story because I still think there was something a little too shady
about that whole storyline, especially when their mother said, if you think this is over, think again. And, you know, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Victor Jr. is shot. He's in cold blood. Look at the suspects. Everybody is so, like, you know, like, okay, everybody has their reason. Brody, who is a character that the writers, you know, just gave up on, in my opinion, they gave up on Brody. I like him, but now I can't stand him, like, with his decisions. And I understand, you know, he's an unwanted character. Two.
Well, they did the same with Jared, so when they lost right. interest in him. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then you have the original toy. Okay, his reasons are you know, pretty much, you stole my life. You took away 8 years of my life. You, you know, da-da-da-da. Okay, moving on. Then who's the third suspect? Rex. Really? Like, Rex can't even do it. Rex can't even keep moving on. So who would be for, like, the big, like, oh, my gosh, moment? Victor
Right.
And like I said on the show when, a long time ago, I said that there was going to be two Todds, and I said, I bet any amount of money that's a twin. That made everybody's jaw drop. I'm like, oh, my gosh, but also confusing. What I'm saying is just I have a feeling it's Victor Sr. So that's why I have.
Oh, by the way, 859, you on the Obsess too?
Hey, guys. It's,
hi,
Shiloh Dawn.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, go ahead. I was listening.
Okay, I don't think it's Brody. I think it's too obvious for it to be Brody, so it'll have to be somebody.
Okay,
you know,
why can't this be a character I don't like, please? Because, you know,
Echo.
I hate Brody.
You're not the way Soaps work.
I said Echo.
I didn't kill. I do not care how soaps look. I want something to go my way for one on any of my stupid soaps. I want to feel something. And what I felt last night, you know, it went from me crying all over Andy Steelbone with AMC and then Victor. I'm not myself right now. I am a very pissed off person. You don't do things to make the fans that's pissed off. You don't do it. And if Miss Lawrence killed Victor, then where in the hell is he? Because I remember he died. So where is he? Please, someone tell me where Miss Lawrence is, because,
maybe,
you know.
Dead bodies vanish and turn up elsewhere. And
okay.
I'm sticking to that.
I'm going to say who I think killed him, Victor.
Okay.
And it's Echo. Because
he was
behind Jack not confessing. And I think Echo knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just wanted to be someone that I hate so much, but I don't want it to be someone that I actually like that killed him. But you know what? Everyone looked guilty when this whole thing, you know, came down. Everyone was looking too guilty. Everyone. And come on, you know what? I mean, do I want it to be Todd? Yes. Just because I think it would be very self-sacrificing to know how evil this guy, Tom Manning, is, that came back and ruined everyone's freaking life. We would have been so much off if, you know, the real Tom Manning never came up, never shown everyone life to live. So, in my opinion, please let it be Waterhouse. I would do such a happy dance, but that's too obvious.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but I just thought about another character that they could say he'd get it. Mitch.
Who?
Mitch.
Well, they might
bring
him back because it's ending. You know, they're doing that a lot on AMC, so.
Well, they're not bringing certain people from on AMC. Well, I mean, there's a couple of people I wish would come back on All My Children, but I'll let it slide.
Okay, well, wait. Who do you want back on All My Children? Because I have a lot of people I things,
I mean, they're
back.
Tied up with other soaps. I mean, I would love to see Peter Bergman back on.
That's not going to
happen.
Peter doesn't, no, he's never ties with all my children. He doesn't, no, it's not.
Oh, okay. He was really speaking highly of it when the cancellation went down.
He said he owes his daytime career to Right.
But I don't,
so,
I don't think YNR would let him go back.
They let other stars go back and forth, like, on
maybe he will. I don't know. Maybe he will.
I mean, this the thing, you know, I'm upset, the whole thing. I want to see Haley. I'm never going to get over this, people, so just live with this. Because, you know what, so we saw when Palmer died. So we saw her on the 40th anniversary. I wanted to see Haley one more time. You, AMC, really dropped the ball on this. And, you know,
that was Kelly Ripa. She was the one who said it. If we're going to go there, she said that she feels that her final goodbye was the last time that she was on the show. She said that she came back to
The reason why Kelly Ripa didn't go back because she spoke her mind again front in the whole ABC cancellation. That's why Kelly Ripa didn't.
A lot of the people who used to be on the show, like Sarah Michelle Gellar, she said that the cancellation was unfair, but she's coming back on the show.
Who cares about Sarah Michelle? There's always a kind of plane. I could care less about Sarah Michelle, but Haley was one of the reasons why I fell in love with AMC. So for them to, this was the ABC decision. This was the ABC daytime president decision. Let's punish people that speak out. And I will go to my desk saying that Kelly Ripa spoke her mind and got wind for it. And, the day that Anna Phyllis Hughes and Eva was on, they could not talk about AMC. They could not talk about any and how they feel about it. Because they will, they got called to order, and so they did it.
Kelly Ripa doesn't. She doesn't care what Fran thinks.
Exactly.
She
works for Disney too, though. If you really
that's true. She's got a career outside of the soap. So it's why does she care?
Well, and she's also tied up
with
that.
Maurice back on. I said I would like to see Maurice Bernard come back on All My Children as Nico.
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
See, I'm sorry, but there is a way of bringing people back. And not
whether or not
they're
going to go.
Oh, my God, no. It's not that Ripa wasn't willing to do it. Wasn't capable. It's the scheduling bullshit. That's a couple. What is the jackass that, decided what to do, how to make the rating, what to do. Thank God for the past 7, 8, 9 years, he decided who gets to come back. He did this. And now everyone is losing, like Susan Lucy said, 40% turnaround. Fawn could care less about what he did.
Carly, I've hated Fran since he came on there. I mean, when he had Courtney as his pet, what the hell he ever saw in her is beyond me. But anyways, when she was the first pet, I was disgusted with him. So, as far as I'm concerned, we're on the same page because that means
it makes me mad because you go and cancel a show that has 40 years of experience, and it's been on for so long, and then you're gonna take it away but not have people come back that you want to come back. AMC, One Life to Live, both dropped the ball on people that should be coming back. You know, they dropped the ball and they did not kill. And, you know, rest is the way we see it. But you know what? No, at the end of the day, it really should be what the fans wanted to see. It should be what the fans wanted to moan. I mean, once the AMC goes off, they are all the All My Children fans are going to be moaning. You know, it's a death what they have done. And I don't want to be crying about it anymore because, you know, the way it happened, the way it went down, fans lied to everyone and said, oh, yeah, AMC people, move to California, blah, blah, blah. You know, and Tina Whelan is cancer 9 months ago, he knew. He is so culpable. You know about people that actually kill people and they pre-planned it? That's what Fonz is. He pre-planned it. And I would love to see, you know, all of our loved ones that we love coming back. And we have 2 more weeks of AMC and 3 more weeks. But are we really going to be happy about how it ended? Are we really going to be satisfied? No. I think there's going to be a lot of pissed off people.
Well, and any fans that got burned,
they're already pissed off, so, you know.
Well, we're also going to get to see them on the Internet, so I'm grateful for that. I mean,
depending on who goes.
True, and another thing about AB Online, you're going to have all you older people that doesn't know Zach about how.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. For that, oh, yeah, they can see AMC Online. Yeah, people with computers and know what the hell he would, you know, do. You know, what they do with the computer. But all the older people, no, I'm sorry, they got screwed over. All the people that generation started on AMC and One Life to Live and passed it down to their kids and grandkids.
But all I'm saying, Carly, is at this point, there's nothing we can do to save AMC and One Life to Live. I mean,
you've got to focus.
I kind of had to let go of the whole thing with that. Because I...
Wait, who's this?
Huh?
Wait, who am I talking?
This is Dawn.
Okay, Dawn, I don't think we should let this go. I don't think we should just have peace about this. No. I think that, you know, and bringing them on the Internet, you know, people, come on. People who don't have computers, people that are online, but look at other things. Oh, are they really going to remember? Oh, I need to catch my episode of AMC One Life. I haven't done that today.
CDs of that if it goes, you know, to YouTube or something? Can people burn a CD?
Yeah.
Maybe their kids or grandkids could do it.
My uncle's in a nursing home, and some of the people, like, this tells you how this news spread. Like, I went into the nursing home one day, and the lady had said to me, saying, I heard about All My Children and One Life to Live going on the Internet. You know how we can set up the Internet to a big TV so they can watch it.
Good.
So it's like... Once that, like, when they said that, I was thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute, like, the older people won't be able to go on the computer because some of them don't know what the freaking Internet is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute, could SoapNet do something? But then I thought about it, SoapNet, screwed everybody over. I mean, that's why I feel like this might be, like, this. I mean, it's a good thing that the shows are continuing, okay? We should be grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing is that it's off of a network that the show was on for 41 years. You have 41 years of fans, you know, who are going to the show, and some of them who are tech smart are going to be able to follow it, but the rest, you know, the last episode on ABC is going to be their final episode.
That's why it makes me so mad when it's that they're all after these young people, because it's the older people that are the true fans of these shows. I mean, they're the ones who have watched it for the majority of their lives. These young kids don't know, they don't know anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've been blessed with being in a family that was watching soaps and could, you know, educate you, like, okay, this is Erica Kane. She told the bear to back off. Like, that's Erica Kane.
So you guys, I have another call. 860, you on the air?
Finally.
David, you did not press 1.
I did press 1.
No,
I
you did not.
The
little...
Yes, I did.
I believe him because, Carly, I believe him because I did the same thing, and then they, that's why
too.
I was on the for half an hour. I could have been on at 10:05.
I know, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting here through the whole thing waiting for you. I thought you were ignoring me again.
I was not ignoring you, but people, I'm trying to get to all the callers who press 1, and, you know, I think Blog Talk is having their own issues because... You know, I recognize the number, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to be put on. And now, okay, hold on. Block number, did you want to be on the AO2?
Hello?
Yeah, did you want to be on the AO2 with us?
That's fine, yeah. I'm listening because I don't have the internet, but I'll be on. That's fine.
Oh, well, yeah, I just, you know, Simon. Yeah, Simon, whenever, you know, you want this. No, we are a big group, and some of us have a bigger mouth than others. I'm not calling anyone out. So, yeah, this is when you feel the need to speak.
I know who that's directed to.
You know, I just called it out.
Hey, no. Okay, Candace, I wasn't calling you out. I was calling you Chris Albert, but in a nice, loving way.
I was calling myself out.
I have a big mouth. I've told you that many a time.
I know you do.
No.
David.
Yep.
David,
right here.
I feel bad for not bringing you on. But okay, so if there's just remember how sensitive I am about the fake thing. So don't even go into that tonight. So, what did you want to say?
Well, first of all, hold on a second here. Sorry about that. I'm trying to do 3 things at once. I'm going on vacation as of tomorrow morning, 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, where are you going?
Vermont. I'm going to the one area in the United States where cell phones are still considered newfangled things.
Okay, where's
that?
Vermont. I'm headed to Vermont for a week.
Oh, are they okay after the hurricane roll?
I don't know. That's why I'm going up there. There's a family cabin up that way, and I'm going up to see how bad the damage is. So.
Oh, God.
Be careful, because you know this week, on the east side, on the east coast, I should say, we have another hurricane. In Baltimore, we got rain tonight. I think it's supposed to rain
now.
Tomorrow, and Wednesday is supposed to be heavy winds, heavy rain, so there's going to be a repeat.
So on the East Coast really is about,
reminds me, those of you on the East Coast, how many of you got fed up with all of the interruptions that had to do with restoring power? I mean, who are they trying to let people know?
What happened?
No. I have relatives that just got back their power yesterday because I'm in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and I have relatives that just got
back
yesterday.
Right, but see, the thing is, they kept interrupting the soaps during this, and I'm thinking, are they trying to let the people who without power know that the power will be back on? What? I mean, come on.
And how would they know if they don't have the power to be
this
able to watch?
This is not something you interrupt the soaps for. You can do a news article, you can do a news interview or whatever at the 5 o'clock news or 6 o'clock news, which gets on the radio, and most people who don't have power usually have those hand crank radios or battery operated radios, and they can get that kind of information there. You don't interrupt the soap to find out about who's going to have power.
Oh, well, the news people.
David, I love you.
One snowflake,
unless you live in my house and your mother forgets to take the batteries when we evacuated and we didn't have a radio.
What?
This is what I was talking about. The power is going to be out in most parts. Some people are going to get it back this week.
some people want to get it October.
I remember you saying that, and I just think, we've never been through a hurricane or tornadoes here, thank God.
Well, you know, the funny part is, you want to hear the real funny part? The real funny part, listen to this, guys. The real funny part of all of this is we survived the hurricane with no problems. Then after the hurricane officially left, a tree limb that had been weakened by the storm broke off and fell on a power line, shorted out a main a couple of poles up, so
oh
we had no
goodness.
Power for almost 24 hours. They fixed the problem. It would have been fixed sooner. They did fix the problem, but the problem was that the tree removal service said they would be there at a certain time. 6 hours later, they finally show up.
So CLMP was sitting
on site in a truck waiting for 6 hours for these idiots from a tree removal company to come and remove the tree limb so they could fix the damage.
It was six hours in that 6 days. My uncle had to go 6 days because the trees on his street were all down, and that was what caused the problem.
I'm sorry, look, could he get out, or was he just stuck at home?
Oh, he was out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But if we have another, and last week, and I listened to the Monday episode of Jason and Liz, and I'm waiting for the hurricane, looking forward to that, and then the way it ended, I was so pissed. Am I waiting for a hurricane for that?
But that was
Monday. You talking about Monday's episode?
Monday's, but those are insecurities,
I think.
Well, you know that you know. I'm just glad. I'm just glad for DVR because I'm going away for a week, and as long as there's no power outages, I'll be able to keep up with at least General Hospital for the rest of the week, and the rest of it And the rest of the other soaps, I'll watch on, like, SoapNet or what have you.
The thing is, I think the DVR and the TiVo were the best invention ever.
Besides my iPod. Because
you're not controlled by, with VCR, you will have to, set the time, and then you freaking tape it
out. And then you go pay a fortune in tapes.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I just press a button, press two buttons on my remote, and there it is. It's set for the week.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, with VCRs, I remember, I was spending $200 a month on tapes, and now with the TiVo that, you can record anything. You can record two shows at once. And so that was a very good addition. But I'm thinking now, when are you guys supposed to get out of the hurricane?
They're saying maybe mid-week.
Well, the good news is I don't think that the hurricane's blowing up where Vermont is. I think it's blowing more towards along the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just feel sorry for New York people because, couldn't a hurricane this week out? I feel so sorry for people that is going on the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. I figured out the other day, oh, my God, it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like 10 years.
No, it doesn't. I was just thinking about that today. It does not seem like 10 years has passed. Well, of course, that's probably because nothing's been done up until recently with killing Osama bin Laden. But then again, they wait 10 years and then they finally kill him now. it's like the military couldn't find their butt with their elbows. For 10 years.
The thing is, I have a very strong opinion about the military because my family is military, and my ex-boyfriend is my.
Well, I don't mean to knock people who serve. I'm talking about people in charge. The term military intelligence is an oxymoron at best.
They're screwed up. I will admit to that. I mean, I just think Like, really? Like, come on now. He was, you know, underground the whole time eating a bag of Doritos.
He was living in an apartment, in a compound.
Yes, but you've got to remember where he was at and what country he was in and the countries were helping him. I mean,
he had people hiding him on. He had
one at a time.
They were hiding him. It's real easy to sit here and play Monday Night Quarterback when you don't know all the information. And he was living in caves. There in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. there's nothing but caves. And then he went over to Pakistan, and Pakistan, no matter what their president says, was hiding him out. So, you know, they didn't know where he was until they knew where he was.
He had friends in high places hiding him out.
I just think with everything that, you know, the flood, the hurricane, the tornadoes, the Indian summer that we are getting, I'm happy that we are getting Indian summer. I'm not complaining, but, you know, I just feel sorry for my nieces and nephew who's starting school tomorrow, and they have to go on the hottest day of the year. And I'm thinking, if it was me and I was starting high school that day, a bunch of my friends and I would have skipped it, went to the beach, and right now, even though we will miss the first day of school, I'm thinking 86, 90-degree weather. I'm thankful that I don't live in Phoenix or something, because then I would never be in school because it would be too hot, and I like the beach.
And that was Carly's public service announcement.
Okay, fine.
Florida right now is going, thank God we're not getting the hurricanes, because Florida is the one who is the state that always gets the hurricanes, is always getting the mass damage.
What about Louisiana, too?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay, do not laugh at me what I'm about to say, but I know where Louisiana is, but what state is it?
Louisiana?
Louisiana
is the state. Louisiana is the state. Yeah.
Okay, fine. I did not do good in the geography in school at all. But now I was just thinking of, you know, people of Florida and all that. I feel so sorry for them because, you know, I would not want to move to, like, a hurricane place. That would be, like, freaky.
Well, the way they build in Florida, because my dad lives in Florida, the way they build in Florida, you have to build, like, the houses are very weird looking because they have to be built a certain way for hurricane damage and things like that. So they're more structurally prepared for hurricanes because they have them more often as opposed to New York or Vermont or where they don't have hurricanes all that often. So, yeah. But, I mean, Andrew did a lot of damage. I mean, back in the early 80s Charlie did damage down there. I mean, Sanibel Sanibel that is still wrecked from Charlie, so there's a lot of damage still down there.
Well, yeah, and you know, when I think about Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, that did a lot of damage, and it's still still not totally back. And,
right.
You know, and now I think people should take out hurricane insurance. I think people that live down there, everyone should take hurricane.
I think you have to if you live in Florida. I think you have to have
it. Oh, really? Well, in high school, the only thing that comes close to a hurricane for us, we had 100-per-hour winds. Trees were falling. They let us out of school way too early. We got off the bus and we had to walk like 2 blocks to our house, and the power lines were down. And I'm like, okay, how am I going to walk over it without being electrocuted? I was freaked out over. I'm like thinking, okay, I know it's bad to go on the street, but on the sidewalk, I did not feel safe because I thought I would get electrocuted and died. So, yeah, I do feel sorry for all those people. And David was right. Why do they always have to tell us about weather updates when it snows or a hurricane or whatever? Why do they always have to forget and interrupt our soaps? I hate that.
Yeah, I know. They could interrupt Judge Judy. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's easy. People are usually getting home from work around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the only ones who, why should we, who are trying to watch something that we enjoy, okay, be interrupted from these shows?
Yep.
Okay. With the real world. We're trying to avoid the world for a couple hours a day.
I know about some cop was gunned down at the local supermarket. Which is
exactly.
If I want to watch breaking news, I can always watch headline news or any one of those other news programs. It's just brain dead stupidity. But,
let the girls have what you kind of interrupted the girls. So now let them say what they were going to say, and then you can talk.
I don't mind them interrupting if it's a legitimate thing. Like when 9/11 happened, I did not mind that. Because to me, was so serious that I couldn't watch something frivolous. You know what I mean? It was just too devastating. So if I understand.
Yeah, I don't want to sound horrible when I say this, and please don't take it that way. I understood why they interrupted that day. But my little thing is, after 2 or 3 or 4 days of this, and they were saying the damn same thing, I mean, how many times do we need to see the info down?
I know. And then there's the whole thing where they have press conferences, and the so-called press asks the same stupid questions over and over again. Variations on the same thing. I'm like, you got your answer. Asked and answered. Move on.
The only good thing about when it breaks the national news, we don't miss something. But on a local level, you'll miss the episode. The only good thing about national breaking
is if it's a national emergency, I can understand that.
I agree.
Everyone in Connecticut missed out on, let's see, an episode of General Hospital one day, then an episode of One Like Olivia the next.
David, you live in Connecticut, right?
Yes.
My cousin lived there. Was there, a lot of damage or not?
Well, in my area, it was pretty light. In my area, it was very light. Like I said, as far as the power outage that I had, it was like just about less than 24 hours, and it was only because of one tree limb in my area.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and there were a couple other areas that were out of power temporarily, but it didn't last more than a day, you know. The thing of it is that when it comes to these natural disasters, people don't usually think ahead.
And thank you.
I mean, come on,
people.
How hard is it to buy a generator?
True. Okay. Yeah. Let's be
honest, like when we had
that
blizzard in 2007, though, people didn't even have generators in Missouri.
Listen to this, guys. If you have a generator or are planning to buy a generator, what you do is, you know those doghouses?
Yeah.
Build a doghouse and put the generator in the doghouse. It's a shelter for the generator so that in case of snow, what have you, a blizzard, you don't have to worry so much about. Yeah.
My parents have a generator because my grandma's 84. Oh, yes, sorry, grandma, for saying you're 80.
We don't have a generator.
My parents do because
my point is,
she's older and.
My point is that there are sensible options, inexpensive options to keep a generator protected from bad weather so that it won't knock out You know what I'm saying? When we do get bad weather.
Yeah.
I mean, Isabel hit us harder. I mean, we were without power for a week and a half, and we're on a well, so obviously we didn't have any water. So we ended up going to a hotel. But, yeah, I mean, Isabel hit us harder, so.
Well, you know, and I'm sorry, but who on this panel, you guys, I love saying panel, I feel very big right now, but who on this panel, come on, tell me, who has their emergency kit, like if Greg, tornado, hurricane, who, tell me, who has their little kit ready, please tell me.
What?
Like, you know, like the emergency stuff in case the power goes
like
out.
Like a first aid, the flashlight, the battery.
Yeah, and...
I do. I didn't tell you.
I hate you, Candace. Okay, Candace,
yeah, I mean,
I really hate you. No, I love you, but I hate you because...
Why?
I don't think I could ever be that organized. No, seriously, I wouldn't, you know, I'm like, okay, it's never going to happen, so why are we doing this? And now I know I'm going to damn myself one day. One day I know something's going to happen.
You never know
and
what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. So, and I was brought up, keep in mind, I was brought up from my great-grandmother, and my great-grandmother always says, be prepared, and don't let, you know, when it happens, then, you know, you'll be, you know, ready to go. But if you just, you know, if the event takes place and you're pretty much screwed. So that's
yeah,
what I don't understand.
Mean,
like when people hear about like a hurricane and stuff, if you already know there's a hurricane or, you know, like a blizzard or something, instead of waiting the day before, the day of before the snow hits, go to Walmart. Like this is my pet peeve. When they said, oh, there's going to be a heavy storm, you might want to be prepared and stuff. This is Monday. Now on Tuesday when the rain starts, everybody goes to Walmart or Kmart and buy out the whole freaking store.
Mm-hmm.
Like the toilet paper and stuff. Like that's my biggest pet peeve. I'm
tornadoes. You can't prepare for them.
You can't prepare for a tornado.
I mean,
you can prepare
for
a snowstorm. I mean, we get,
like,
you know, people here when they hear there's going to be snow, you better believe the grocery store is going to be
packed. God, yeah. Well, that's like, you know, they say it's going to be like snow, and people, even me, I am guilty of this too, so you probably hate me too because it's a pet peeve of yours, Candace. But I do go the day they say, oh, by the way, we might get snow. And I'm like looking around in my refrigerator, looking around, like, okay, I'm screwed. So then I have to go to the store. And then I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting in line because everyone else is doing the exact same thing I'm doing.
We get snow so much, we're pretty much prepared for it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, as long as we have the house stocked and we have our, you know, we're usually prepared. We just don't have a generator. We don't want to spend money.
Radio Shack, I'm going to name drop, but Walmart, they did really good because they said, the guy that at our Walmart, he was like, oh, who's getting a generator? So people was like, yeah. He was like, I'll do it for half price.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you get it for half price, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't have the money to buy them, you know.
And then he donated, like, I think, because he donated, like, maybe three to some nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just, like, really super nice and everything. And he was very, you know, so, but sadly, his house, because of, and I know she's talking about earthquake, just because Baltimore, well, I'm pretty sure everybody else who's on the East Coast felt the earthquake as well. I never felt anything like that. I wasn't prepared for earthquake. But his house, barely a tree fell through his house. Luckily, he was out, but he didn't have power. So
okay. We are going off 5 feet, but we will be talking over time. I just want to tell everyone in the chat room, thanks for stopping by. come back. We are having another show Friday night at 7 o'clock. We will be talking about horoscopes. We will be talking about the CMA Awards upcoming, who got nominated, who did not get nominated. And I will tell you that Lady A, O'Taylor, is not on the list. Expect a five-minute rant on Friday, people. Just so you know, I
won't.
They'll
be nominated. Of course they'll be nominated.
Okay,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Carly, did I tell you that Lady A is coming here in December?
Did I tell you I'm very, very, very jealous? I love Lady A. Lady A is like
Me
my
too.
Favorite
I wanna
band
go.
In my
now, you
favorite
guys,
band.
Now, you guys wanted to know earlier who people thought shot Victor Lord. I know that they're going to bring him, that Prospect Park will bring him back. I don't know how they're going to do this, but I do know that they want...
what?
I know Prospect Park does want Trevor St. John back. They are desperate.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know why he'd go back, but he'd probably go for the fans.
I don't think
Prospect Park is affiliated with Ron Cavallotti and all that. He may come back because it's not.
I don't think Cavallotti.
Guys.
Is coming back. I think.
Guys. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what I've heard, and this is after doing a lot of checking on all of this, of course, because you know how I am about rumors. I'm not the biggest fan of them myself, because one person says this, another person says that, and sooner or later we get all back and forth. Now, from what I understand of things, Prospect Park wants Victor Lord Jr. back. They want Trevor St. John to play him because there is such a big outcry. Everyone loves the concept of another Manning brother, of another, you know. Everyone at first was confused about how this two Todds thing was going on, but then Roger Howarth and Trevor St. John began to interact with each other and interact with Vicky, and the reactions were off the, you know, just blew the roof off. Now, Prospect Park, being the one to take over everything, wants to crest the wave of this, okay? They want to make sure that when they take over, that people will be happy with the new regime and the new control that's Disney-free for the most part. I mean, Disney no longer will have the creative control that they did. They're just going to be raking in the cash from this deal. So, all of the issues that a lot of actors have had with Brian Franz and Disney executives and ABC executives are now out of the equation, okay? So, with this in mind, Prospect Park has been seriously negotiating with a lot of actors, including Trevor St. John, to see if they would be interested in renewing with Prospect Park, as opposed to being with Disney. The reason why Trevor St. John was written off, even though he wanted to stay till the end, back when they thought the show was ending, okay, and ABC told him to go pound sand, that they didn't want to reshoot and all that. That was their excuse anyway. Knowing, you know, even though the fans wanted him to survive, okay, and, you know, they did that anyway as a final fuck you to the fans, excuse my French. You know,
they
pissed in the Cheerios of every Trevor St. John fan, who, by the way,
and Todd and Taya fan too.
Yes, of course. I love Victor and Taya. They, you know, now that we know that Victor, who Victor is, and everything, I love that she loves him for who he is as a person, not for what he's done as someone else. You know
not
what I'm saying?
What his name is.
She loves him as he is. And that's a true kind of love. That's something I can respect. And that's something that really, that One Life to Live could have a lot. And I do mean a lot to work with. Not just that, but also the brothers and having Victoria being the negotiator between the two extremes. And that's what Prospect Park kind of is interested in, from what I understand. I can't speak for them directly. I don't work for them or anything, but from what I have observed and what I've asked around about, they really want to pursue the relationship as brothers. So I don't know how they plan to bring him back from cold blood dead, but I think they're going to try.
Well, I hope they do, because I need my Trevor and Florencia endgame.
Yeah.
I just need that.
Oh, by the way, Audrey, now that I want you to get you off.
I can't wait to find out how they pull that off, because, you know, the thing of it is, I'd have a better time believing Asa Buchanan has come back from the dead, because that was off screen. He died in his sleep, blah, 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 blah. This, did you see all that blood?
Seriously, I was shocked to see all of that. They've done weirder things on soaps.
Yeah,
yeah. You know,
one time.
What were you going to ask me? What were you going to ask me, Carly?
No, I just remember you said you had to go to work tomorrow, and...
Oh, yeah, I need to get off this.
Yeah, you were only going to be on for, like...
I know.
I have to know.
I get to talking.
I know. I agree with someone.
I think shot Victor Lord, Jr., who I think shot him. There are a couple of possibilities how I think this might play out. One... it's going to be somebody that no one will suspect, okay?
Yep,
we have the obvious ones, Brody, who, by the way, Brody
Todd
is definitely going off the reservation again. I think we all can agree to that. Cute guy, but he's going off the reservation.
Good, because he needs to get the... Fuck out of this
he needs to get the fuck out of Natalie's life now. I know, but see, you know, the thing is, he's a great character, but his main flaw is his obsessive compulsion about having a family and going about it all the wrong ways.
Yeah, exactly. I almost feel sorry for the guy.
Oh, I don't.
But, you know, the thing of it is... After the first time that landed him in St. Anne's, you'd think he might get a clue.
I don't know if it's some kind of
post-traumatic stress, war disorder, or what have you. I'm not knocking people who've had those kind of issues after going to war and other stressful situations. But my point is that Brody has a lot going wrong upstairs.
I agree with you. I do.
I mean, he's cute. Don't get me wrong. He looks like a clone of Ryan Phillippe. But
yeah,
he's got issues.
Okay, after David was talking, I figured out. Okay, if we are not gonna suspect someone.
Yeah, well, I have some suspicions.
I have one.
One of my suspicions is actually...
David?
Yeah?
David, why do you do that? Why do you talk way over me? I was just going to say who I...
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so, no, if it's someone we don't expect at all... Why don't we just go? I'm not saying they are doing this or anything, but what happened if it was like Vicky or Jessica or someone?
With an altar, yeah.
What would be the modem? Like, if they're altered, but what would be their modem?
The thing is,
there's so many sucks to this, which I love it when someone dies on soaps and I figure out who does it 95% of the time, I've been right. So knowing that, but this has stumped me. And, you know, okay, you guys said there was a lot of blood on the floor, but it was all covered with blood. So they could bring it back. They could say, oh, he was covered with blood, he got shot, but he was wearing one of those vests that saved you, and, you know, it looked like he died, but he really didn't, because David Haywood from AMC gave him the special drug and was keeping him alive.
Don't get me started on
David.
Not even
David. Jack Trevor on Days of Our Lives, he gave away a freaking organ, and he was back
to
life. He gave away, like, his heart.
I've been watching soaps forever. I love when they do murders. Except if
Milena, she's come back to life 50 million times.
Milena has, John has woman.
I know, and you know, they do this too in comics. I mean, you know, like in Marvel, Jean Grey, you know, that's like synonymous for coming back from the dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me
started. Kenny on South Park.
Oh, I know, I know. Or like, what's his name? Rory Williams on Doctor Who. How many times have they killed off Rory in the last season? And he came back.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Christy. Chris, did you fall asleep on us?
No, I'm here, but I am going to fall asleep soon, so I probably should get going, actually.
Well, good luck sleeping in a nice bunk bed. And
Well, I'm on the bottom bunk now, so it's all good. So I bought this tea today that's like sleepy time tea, so I'm hoping that'll help me sleep, too.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Aww.
Yeah.
Get some sleep, honey, okay?
Okay.
Looks like there's an All My Children marathon on SoapNet right now.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, there's an All My Children marathon.
Yeah, it's been on today, yeah.
There's like two of them, all back to back.
Wait,
I thought
episode.
Let's see, there's one here.
I thought the one...
Then One Life to Live is on, and then General Hospital. These are all repeats of...
Okay. Can someone answer me this one? Okay. April, because I know April watched the Days. Was Days on at all or no?
Days? No. I haven't watched Days since Brian Dadlow left.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's a handsome guy. There's a handsome guy.
Except for Alice's funeral. And when Sam and Lucas talked on the phone.
Yeah, but so anyone watched Days here? I will be pissed if I missed it.
I'm tempted to watch it again, though, with Jack back, but I wouldn't watch it
with
Brian came back.
I think everybody should watch Days of Our Lives, especially coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be awesome. It's a rebirth.
I'm tempted.
Well,
I love Jack and Jennifer, but I said I would not watch it unless Brian came back.
Carol Burnett on All My Children.
So you watch Days of Our Lives, too, right?
Yes. No, I don't watch Days of Our Lives. I haven't watched
it. Candace.
Oh.
David,
I will put a muzzle on you and I will not feel guilty about it, okay?
I watched Days. I stopped watching for a while, like after Deidre Hall left, and then I had like five period moments when I stopped watching the show, but now that they, you know, are getting their act together, I really didn't want Krystal Chappell to leave the show because I think she's awesome. But, you know, I'm going to, you know, get back into the routine of watching Days of Our Lives.
I grew up watching Days. I grew up watching
too.
It. So, yeah, but the only time I stopped watching
I can't watch
I was,
because of James Scott.
You know what
oh
I would love to do?
The heart.
You know what? That's one person that could go on AMC, pretend he would never die, get dead again, and then, you know, he could go over to Days of Our Lives. I'm talking crazy, okay, you guys.
James Scott is like my Kelly Monaco of guys.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I hate him. Something done. I don't want the DeMeos, Houghton, Brady, whatever, all of that feud. I want the feud. I don't want to call the truth. I want Brady and Victor to stand up and take the DeMeos down for once and for all because the DeMeos are bad people. They think they have this God complex, and I want to see Stefano Ryan Hill for everything he always did.
I always loved watching Stefano when I was younger because he'd always do something crazy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you'd be surprised how many crazy characters are on soaps. I mean, seriously, if people in real life acted the way some of these characters did in the soaps, they'd be...
dead or in jail for life.
I know. It's like, my God. You know, sometimes I wish we did have soap-type people actually in real life. Who tried to take over the world with weather machines. It would make life interesting.
I would love I would love, because the reason why I would love it, because if I did not like someone or whatever, and I was like the head mob person, oh my God, there would be so many people either with broken bones or something.
You know, it amazes me that Luke Spencer has killed a child while drunk, raped Laura while drunk, and yet still
is
the mayor of Baltimore.
I cannot accept Luke and Laura.
Okay, David, I told you no Zeke talk, because Zeke's not dead, and Luke didn't do it, and, you know, I ran a couple
of days. You know what I'm saying, though? You know what I'm saying, though?
Well, I'm a Luke and Laura fan, so I'll
I love Luke and Laura.
Luke
don't
and
get me
Laura.
Wrong, but I just...
I can't accept Luke and Laura, because for me, if I accept them, then I'll have to accept AJ and Sammy, and that's never going to happen.
Wait, no, you don't. Okay, no, you
Laura,
don't.
No, you can't compare the two. Luke and Laura...
No, yeah, exactly, because...
Themselves.
Because, you know, Luke loved her, was very obsessed with her, but AJ had no love in his little bones.
But it was still great, though.
You know what, dear? Yeah.
I can't accept any rape couple.
Luke Spencer
I don't remember how they wrote it that
when you were you're too young.
The way I wasn't even around, so I can't say it.
My point is that Luke Spencer
it was written differently than it was when they brought it back up with Lucky. It was written completely different back then.
It was written as seduction, right? That's what I heard.
Right. Yes, it was written as a seduction, and it was
But she was still underage, so technically.
Yes, but it was written differently, and the reason that all happened.
They're all
15
years apart, though. I can't do that.
Luke was only supposed to.
But my point is that Luke Spencer, as a character, always seems to do crazy ass things, and still manage to end up like mayor of the city.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Well,
he sets fire to buildings when he's upset, and he ended up mayor of the city.
Wait a minute. You guys were saying if we had people who act like those and stuff, we did. You remember that soap opera Capital?
Yep.
Okay. Washington, D.C., right there. Take a look at Washington, D.C., the Senate and all that. That's Capital.
Oh.
You got scandals. You got
I have no idea about this. I'm
never
sorry.
Seen it, so.
Okay, Capital.
Are you talking about, like, Watergate?
Well,
Capital was, like, it was Washington, D.C. It was set in Washington, D.C., and it was about these three families, practically speaking. And pretty much it was just, like, the political ring. Like, you had the Senate, you know, who, you know, had hidden secrets, like, you know, relationships behind their wives or husbands' backs. Business deals, overseas stuff, basically what you hear on the news right now.
Right.
Pretty much.
So there's plenty of characters on daytime that have done despicable things that have ended up, you know. So I'm not going to throw this under the bus. He's not the only one that's written that way.
Wait, who are you not going to throw under the bus?
I'm not throwing this under the bus.
No, I agree. I mean,
well, y'all know that EJ is supposed to be younger than Will, right?
Yeah.
You know who I really would love to see back on General Hospital? AJ.
Oh, God,
I agree.
I would love that, but I want Xander back first.
No,
well, yeah,
of course,
Xander as well.
Who said that?
But, you know, the reason I want AJ back is because I miss all the Quartermain squabbles. You know,
yeah.
Alan back in the Quartermain fold again.
David, I understand them, but I cannot stand AJ to, you know, I hate him. I will always say that.
Because of Carly, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Carly.
Because of Carly. And because of, you know, he has, you know, hatred for Jason, too. I will never like AJ do it. Yeah, I would love to see Alan back. I would love to see Ned back, but Ned cannot come back.
Carly, I gotta go.
Are you guys looking at? Are you guys looking at Silas's timeline?
Oh,
The number one person I want back, though, and I'm not going to change my mind on this, is Georgie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want
you
to come back and show Lulu what's what.
Okay, you know what? I sort of like Lulu, but the whole thing was called, like, kind of, you know, I think they made a mistake killing Zozy off. I've always said
this. They did.
It was
yeah,
the worst death for me. I mean, it was the worst soap death for me ever, except for Alice Horton. I'm serious.
Well, yeah, I cried, but I cried for different reasons, people. When I saw Spinelli all torn up inside and when he went,
I know, Spinelli breaks your heart right now. The way Brad Anderson is playing this whole thing, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
David, you did it again, but that's okay. But no, when Spinelli went over to signing where Jason was, and Jason was talking Max and Milo, and he was just there, and Jason looks like, do you need something? And Spinelli goes, yeah, my dear Zozy is not here anymore or something. And Jason's like, what are you talking about? My beloved Zozy is dead. And the look on Jason's face, I will never forget. Like, what the F just happened there? And I loved how Spinelli nearly got drunk with Sonny's liquor cabinet over Zozy. And then when he found out that she had a crush on him and looked at things on the computer, those were really, really good but sad scenes for me. It was just like, this is sad.
Well, I mean, Maxie ran into Max's arms, and then him and Torfley show hurt.
I never cried so hard as when BJ died. I
was in high school then, and they had a TV in the teacher's lounge, and one of the teachers was talking to someone saying that Zozy died today. And I'm like, what? Why? I could not wait to get home. I even paid my brother $10 to go through the web lights and everything to just get home and watch it. And when I saw, I just...
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it was just...
I think for me, with Brad Ball
went into... he was watching the surgery, and he saw the heart, you know, it's a flat line. Oh, my God. He should have won an Emmy for that. I mean, his performance was just heartbreaking. It was just, and then he went over to listen to the heart and Max's body. Oh, my God. That was the saddest
episode.
It was so sad. And the acting was just phenomenal. I mean, it was just...
Yeah, I mean,
hey, Carly.
Yeah.
Well, I have actually, I'm gonna let you finish up, but I'm not getting off the phone or anything. But I actually have a show request for you.
Yeah.
On September 19th, which is in 2 weeks, which is on Monday, can you do a show in honor of Gowan Light and Ezra Walker?
Yeah.
Because that was the week. That was the week that they were...
Yeah, of course I can. Just Candace Dizzy, email me and remind me. But, yeah, we can. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. I just really realized what today was. And then I was thinking, I was like, wait, it's September. And I'm like, wait, September 18th.
That's
September 18th. So,
that's yeah, of course, yeah.
Also, guys, for those of you who have Twitter, you guys got to check this out. It's a new Twitter app thingy I found. It combines email with Twitter. It's called shortmail.com. You get 500 characters, and it's sort of like a combination of private and social email. So you can either have private email conversations with other Twitter members or public conversations with Twitter members.
Sweet.
Yeah, Candace. I totally forgot. I mean, I cannot believe that show has been. I mean, both shows. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, it's just really sitting here, and I was just singing it because I'm thinking, okay, September 23rd is All My Children's on The View, right? That's when The View is doing the tribute to All My Children, September 23rd, right?
I didn't know that.
That's the final
day. I didn't either.
No, that's the final day, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm ending it on my own terms.
So I've got, like, all these shows I haven't watched of it because I'm ending it on my own terms.
You know what, the thing is, with The View, honoring all my children, I just feel like laughing for a second.
Here's Lucci's going to be co-hosting that day.
Oh.
And, yeah, Susan Lucci, along with some
Cameron
other
Cameron Matheson, Rebecca Buttock.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, they're going to be on there.
And they say people will drop in, so.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. Some of these people will currently
be on the show or past members of the show.
Yeah, it's going to be past cast members. So a lot of people saying Kelly Ripa will be dropping by because they're right in the same building, I think, or maybe they're
yes.
on the
same yeah,
if she can,
oh my
I'm
God,
sure
is
she
that
will.
True?
She was really upset
okay.
about the cancellation.
Yeah, is that
yeah,
true about Kelly Ripa?
Get a ticket. Try
listen
to see if I can go.
Listen to this. If you want Candace.
Oh, my God, if you got a ticket and if you go and you meet all of them, you can tell them about this wonderful show, Daytime After Dark, and get people on. Okay,
I know,
fine.
That was our promo, but I'm also going to try to do something, really try to get some people to come on for the Guy in Light as well turns thing.
That would be cool, too, and, you know, I just cannot believe that. You know, because my great-grandmother watched Guiding Light when it was on radio. And, you know, and then my grandma watched it. But my grandma, you know, got more hooked up on Days of Our Life. But when I told her Guiding Light, as the routines were going off, she's like, but they have more years on it than the AMC One Life to Live. I'm like, yeah, but CBS is a, well, I didn't say motherfucker to my grandmother, that might not be good. But that's what I was thinking, you know? Yeah.
I was thinking when I found out about the show being canceled, I still remember it was April 1st in the bingo hall, and the bingo call, it was like, for those who watch the soap opera, just to let you know, the show is being canceled. So the lady had said, what soap? And everybody was like, Days of Our Lives, Days of Our Lives. And he was like, no, The Guy in White. What? Like, and then
well,
he said,
that was
Tim
Gaston owned those shows. Procter & Gamble owned those shows. Procter & Gamble.
Well, see,
Barbara
Bloom.
I know the whole story behind it, but I'm not saying that.
You know about Brian Franz, you know about the Brian Franz part, right?
No, I don't know about
no.
that.
No.
Okay, so when the announcement was made about Guiding Light being canceled, you know, they had all the executive producers of various shows talking about, and, like, head of, you know, like, NBC.
I remember.
And Brian Franz, do you remember what Brian Franz said, saying, you know, the stupidest thing, like, well, the show came to an end because it wasn't doing good, blah, 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 blah.
And he was like, the strongest will survive, right?
Right. And he was like, the top three. He was saying the top three. He was like, he was pretty confident there was going to be General Hospital and All My Children. Like, he didn't say anything about One Life to Live. He just said about those two shows. But for him to have said that, for Brian Frost to have said that, he had history with Guiding Light as well. So has Joe.
Yep.
As everybody knows, she was one of the executive producers in the heyday of the 90s. For them to have come out and said what they said about Guiding Light, a show that, you know, is the mother of all soaps, you know, they owe a lot to that show. For them to go and bash the show and bash, you know, the actors, the directors, and then the fans by saying, well,
and
you
that's
know,
what he does.
Too much group. Huh?
That's what he does.
Oh, yeah,
he
I know.
Does that
I
all
know,
the time.
I was a little ticked off. I was a little ticked off that he
I
said
agree
that.
With Candace. Yeah.
And then with Jill, what she said, it just was like, dude, you used to, like, You were the executive producer of.
Well,
Jill
had no
you
right to say anything because she's the reason the Guiding Light started going downhill, anyways.
Exactly. And I stuck with that show when
she
I when
killed off
said,
Maureen Bauer. Oh, that was a brilliant move.
Oh my gosh, I still remember that.
And you know what?
Wow.
How they treated Beth Ezers. You know.
What?
You know, Candace, I will be more than happy to do that because
okay.
I think that, you know, that's very important, and it's Monday the 19th, right?
Yeah, Monday the 19th, because Sunday the 18th would have marked the 2-year anniversary of Gaslight and the 1-year anniversary of As Well Turns.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured to do it on a Monday because, you know, you rarely do Monday shows, so.
Yeah, and I got a question for everyone, too. Okay, at the Witcher and Guardian Line, when they were off, they only had an hour or so to say goodbye. I've been hearing this rumor that AMC gets 2 hours.
See, I heard that, but then it was rescinded. So I don't think it's happening.
They're doing 1 hour.
Yeah, because it was going to be 2 hours, but then they rescinded it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I would not mind seeing 2 hours of it. I want a good goodbye. I want a goodbye that is probably going to make me cry. Probably say, what the fuck, for the next year or two. Whatever. I just want to see a very good goodbye.
Well, I mean, you got all this stuff. I mean, this is something, like, I've been on the Gaslight As Well Turns boards, and there's some fans who are a little upset with Soap Opera Digest, Soap Opera Weekly, People Magazine. I don't know if you guys know about it, but, you know, Soap Opera Weekly and Soap Opera Digest are doing a book, a collector's issue of A Guide to Pine Valley. I think that's what it's called.
What?
Basically, a whole book about Pine Valley, about all my children's history, from the past to the present to the future.
Guys, why don't you know I got to put the phone down for a minute?
Okay. And
mm-hmm.
also,
and they're having all those special moments or whatever.
Right. Right. And also, People Magazine will be releasing, I think it's next week or the following week, but a collector's edition of People Magazine, The Life and Times of Pine Valley as well.
Really?
And let me see, what else? You got the 1 hour tribute and stuff like that. Well, some fans of course, also One Life to Live, Gaslight and As Well Turns are like, what the mess? Like, their shows were canceled. I mean, Soap Opera Digest did do a book on As Well Turns, but nothing for Gaslight. Right, nothing for Gaslight, and there's no word of anything for One Life to Live. But, you know, who knows, it might come later on this year. But a lot of people are trying to figure out, like, People Magazine, like, you know.
Do you think it's because of Erica Kane for People?
It's because of Susan Lucci. I was just going to say
that.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
She is on the
Erica
cover.
Kane.
She is on the cover. It's her, like, with her daytime Emmy, obviously.
Yeah. It's because of Susan Lucci.
She's
a marquee name. And if As the World Turns or Guiding Light had a marquee name, I mean, I'm not saying Kim Zimmer isn't, you know, well-known in the soap community, but she's not like Susan Lucci.
I wish Erica Slezak was, though.
Yeah, she's not Susan Lucci
either.
So it's because of Susan Lucci. I'm telling you that. I can tell you that right now.
Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Like,
I love all my children.
On the People's
and
cover,
Kelly Ripa,
like,
they have names that came from... But As the World Turns, I think more famous people came from As the World Turns than any other soap.
Yeah, but
look at it. Meg Ryan,
Meg Ryan, Dave Van de Beek, Lauren Hill.
Yep.
As
the World Turns
had more
big names. Yeah, they should have done it for As the World Turns, but whatever.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go.
No, I'm just saying we might get cut off in a couple of minutes, so.
Well, I'm
going to
go anyways. I'm going to say goodnight, so.
Why are you leaving?
Night, I am too.
Because I got to go to bed, so.
Oh, that's right.
Me too.
Okay, you guys be back here on Friday night. We are having a show. And remember, Allie is having the Ram Room tomorrow night at 7 for anyone that wants to go be on the Ram Room tomorrow.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Okay. Night.
Night.
Night. Night. Night. Bye.